The new book, Red Teaming, How Your Business Can Conquer the Competition by Challenging Everything, is by author Bryce Hoffman and outlines a systematic way of making critical and contrarian thinking part of the strategic planning process of any organization. Red teaming is a set of tools designed to challenge assumptions, expose hidden threats, identify missed opportunities, and stress test plans and strategies. These techniques help businesses to think differently, to see how customers, competitors, and other key constituencies will react to moves they make in the marketplace before they make them. The name again of the book is Red Teaming, How Your Business Can Conquer the Competition by Challenging Everything. And we welcome Bryce Hoffman to the roundtable this morning. Bryce, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
What is red teaming?
Red teaming is a system that was developed by the U.S. military and intelligence agencies after 9/11 to basically help organizations stress test their strategies, make better decisions, and uncover the truths that are often exist within companies and within organizations that are held back by the bureaucracy, by groupthink, by that sort of thing.
So how have you taken that, extrapolated it, and looked to the way that businesses can use this red teaming philosophy?
So, Joe, in 2015, I became the first civilian from outside government to graduate from the U.S. Army's Red Team Training Program, Red Team Leader Training Program at Fort Leavenworth. And I spent the next few years working with companies to port these ideas to business, because I believe that this same approach can be even more powerful for companies, both large and small. And what we've done is taken the tools, taken the techniques, taken the whole red teaming arsenal that's been developed by the military and translated it into business. And I can tell you that the results have been really impressive in the company that we've trialed this with, because, you know, red teaming was created by the military to deal with this incredibly complex situation they find themselves in the Middle East. And businesses today find themselves in a very complex and rapidly changing marketplace as well.
It is safe to say that this is a contrarian way of thinking, right? This is contrary to what is innate in us in many cases.
Absolutely, Joe. You know, the real point of red teaming is to take a plan, to take a strategy, and to break it down into the assumptions that it's based on, and then to challenge those assumptions. And it's this element of deliberate challenge that really makes red teaming different from other business tools, from other management tools. And you have to challenge yourself if you want to find the weak spots in your strategies, to find the weak spots in your plans, and to really, as I say, disrupt yourself before someone else disrupts you.
So I understand that concept, but give me a practical example of how that would work.
So, for instance, if you were right now any grocery store chain in America, and you've been reading the news about Jeff Bezos and Amazon buying Whole Foods,
right,
you know that your world is about to change in a very dramatic and fundamental way, and that whatever strategies and plans you have in place are probably going to have to be revised. So you could use the tools and techniques in the Red Teaming Toolkit to look at those strategies and plans and figure out, A, where are the weak spots in them? Where are you vulnerable? B, how will they change based on the different ways that the Amazon acquisition of Whole Foods might unfold? And C, to ask yourself, are there ways to do what we're doing better? And find those ways and identify them before Amazon/Whole Foods does. That's one real world application of this.
So many times in the book you talk about challenging assumptions. And I'm interested in that because we have assumptions for a reason. So how often do you challenge those assumptions and they turn out to be right?
You know, that's a great point that you make, Joe. One of the things that I talk about in the book and that I talk about with my clients as well is that, you know, there's nothing inherently wrong with assumptions. We have to make assumptions whenever we plan, whenever we make a decision. The problem with assumptions is when we don't examine them, when we don't look at them critically and stress test them. And so that's what red teaming does. And the assumptions we make may be right, But unless we test them, we don't know that they're right. And that's where we run into trouble. You know, again, going back to the origins of this in the military came to this the hard way because they made a lot of assumptions before they went into Iraq and Afghanistan that turned out not to be true. And that led to years of problems for this country in those countries, and not to mention for the people of those countries as well. And so this was born out of some really tough, painful lessons that the military learned about how what happens when you don't challenge your assumptions. And the other thing is that even if your assumptions are true, we often don't look at the consequences of those assumptions fully. So one of the things that red teaming does is help you look at the kind of unintended consequences of your plan or strategy that can have at least as big an impact on you and other of your key stakeholders like customers or competitors than the plan itself.
Talk a little bit about, you mentioned how this was developed by military and intelligence agencies in the wake of 9/11. Why was it important and why was it necessary to come up with this then and to extrapolate it to business now?
Well, you know, it's really interesting, Joe, because I really think that a lot of businesses are in the same place that the U.S. intelligence agencies and the U.S. military were before 9/11, which is, you know, they had been very successful. If you think about it, you know, we had won the Cold War, at least we thought we had. We had won the first Persian Gulf War, and we'd won the Balkans War against Serbia, and we'd won these wars very easily and with very little cost to us. And this led to the emergence of a view in places like the CIA and the Pentagon that we had kind of cracked the code, that America's technological superiority and mastery of information had reached the point that it could guarantee us victory abroad and security at home for the foreseeable future. But we learned in the ruins of the Twin Towers that was wrong. And we learned in the victories that quickly turned into something less than victories in Iraq and Afghanistan that was wrong. And companies, Joe, are in a similar position. You know, Bill Gates once said, and I think it's a great quote, that success is a poor teacher. When you're successful as a company, there's a tendency to kind of pat yourself on the back and think that you've nailed it and that all you have to do is keep doing what you've been doing and you will succeed. But the most successful companies know that that's no longer an option. If you look back to the formation of Alphabet a couple of years ago, when Google kind of instead of creating a spinoff, spun itself off from this newly formed company, in his memo to employees at the time, Larry Page said, you know, incremental improvement even is no longer enough to stay in business. We've got any business that wants to stay on top of its industry has to make these great leaps forward in innovation. And that isn't not just technological innovation, but business innovation. And so, again, that's what red teaming is all about, is not taking anything for granted, for recognizing that there's always a better way to do what you're doing and then to help you find that way before someone else finds it for you.
So here was I read the book, and here's the big question I was left with. And thankfully you're here and can answer it. So
I will do my best.
You have so much in here about breaking strategies and challenging assumptions, and as the subtitle suggests, challenging everything. Where does trust come in?
As in like trusting your instincts?
Trusting your instincts, trusting the people that you're working with, trusting the client, the customer, basic trust, because that has to come into it at some point. But if you're challenging everything, does it let you, how do you become then flexible enough to allow that trust?
Well, trust is important, but I was, before I became a management consultant, I spent 22 years as a journalist. And one of the things, as you probably know, that you learn as a journalist is a famous saying from the golden age of newspapers 100 years ago. If your mama tells you she loves you, check it.
Right.
So it's kind of Reagan's statement, trust but verify. And that's what red teaming is about. There's nothing wrong with trust, but any good idea, any good decision will only be that much better if you stress test it, if you challenge it. And by challenging is not destructive. I don't mean arguing that somebody is wrong or that an idea is bad. When I say challenge, I mean you know, pull and tug on it to make sure it's really sound, to make sure that the seams are well sewn together. That's what I'm talking about. So there's nothing wrong with trust, but it kind of comes back to that old saying, trust but verify. That's what red teaming is about.
The book is fascinating. It is entitled Red Teaming, How Your Business Can Conquer the Competition by Challenging Everything. It is published by Crown Business. Bryce Hoffman, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much. Again, the title of the book, Red Teaming by Bryce Hoffman. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.